My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Noah Lyles, he was whooping it up. Gold medalist, right? This 100-meter sprint?
He was the guy that told everybody that he felt bad for the people going up against him before the final sprint.
So I didn't see it live. You saw it live, right?
It was awesome.
So describe it as best you can. What happened?
Well, I thought he lost. Like, I thought there was no way that he won from the viewpoint, from the vantage point that we had. The announcers on the call on NBC, they thought the other dude had won. I think the Jamaican dude. I think they thought he had won. And then we waited for 45 seconds with no explanation, no photo finish photograph. We had no other replays or anything. We just waited while Noah Lyles came over to another one of the guys and congratulated him, almost like, hey, you beat me. You beat me fair and square. And then they waited again for 20 seconds, and then all of a sudden, you could tell they showed who won in the facility, but still NBC didn't know. And then it was clear Noah Lyles won because he was jumping up and down and going crazy. And then it unleashed over the next 24 hours.
He should.
Just the victory lap of all victory
he
laps.
He should act like Rick freaking Flair. According to Maggie Gray, he shouldn't. This is Maggie and Perloff, Infinity Sports Network, which we carry here on The Fan. Go ahead.
Can you really go around claiming I'm the fastest, I'm the greatest, I'm this, that, and the other thing when you won by 0.05 of a second? This is not exactly Usain Bolt throwing up deuces like a peace sign to the guys behind him, like Tyreek Hill streaking into the end zone. You won by 0.05 of a second. Like, there needs to be a little more humility when you win by 0.05 of a second.
I hear you. I just think, though, if you win, you win. Whether it's by 0.05 or 0.05 or whatever, you might as well call yourself the fastest dude on the planet. I mean, he technically is.
I mean, come on. Like, he thought the other guy won,
and
even.
He thought the other guy won.
Yeah, a lot of people thought the other guy won.
What's technically? He got the gold. Who got the gold medal?
Yeah, by the...
There ain't nothing technical about it.
As we learned,
technically and figuratively.
Even though you already knew it was by the torso, by the lean-in.
It's by the torso.
The other guy's foot crossed the finish line first, but apparently that doesn't matter.
No.
You
were up against a lot of other really fast guys, so it's not like you're going to go... It's not like you're running away with it. You're up against the other world's
Usain
fastest.
Usain Bolt was the guy that ran away with
it,
right?
It's a 10-second race. It's not like they raced for an hour and he won by 0.05.
It was awesome to see. I mean, it looked like five different guys could have won this race.
Usain Bolt was the fastest man on the planet, and he could have that for the rest of his life. That at one point, he was the fastest man in the world. Now, there's somebody else who's the fastest man in the world. And because Usain Bolt, which, by the way, was amazing, and would be able to flash deuces, and that was pretty incredible. He could act like an ass And that's perfectly fine. Noah Lyles is more than welcome to act like an ass, because I can't pick Noah Lyles out of anywhere. If he were standing in a crowd and came up and punched me in the face, I wouldn't know who he is. I will know who he is after I find out about a celebration. If you want to sit there like Scottie Scheffler in weak tears of joy,
which was awesome,
that is cool too. If you want to walk around with the flag draped around your shoulders, that is cool too. If you want to stand there and peacock like Ric Flair, that's part of the fun of it. That's what makes America America. Go right on ahead and do it. I don't need any more humility because of how much he won by. He won it.
Yeah, and his time is the 12th best ever. It's amazing. All these years later.
Ever.
Ever. In all these other sports, it's always the most recent, right? In a lot of these track and field events.
Yeah.
But that's how crazy Usain Bolt was, that he still has the all-time edge over Tyson Gay as the second best. But I wanted to ask you this, because
yes,
I think you and I are on the same page on this.
More than likely.
Especially, this is one of the, it used to be one of the proudest honors, proudest achievements you could have in sports, was the fastest man on the planet. And how we recognize that was always world championship, sure, every year, but the Olympics. It's the buildup for the Olympics. They promote this race as the defining Olympic race. Do they not? Is there anything bigger than the 100 meter?
I always thought so. Maybe you would know different. I'm not sure.
Can you tell me? I mean, obviously, we team sports, it's Super Bowl. In individual, yes, the green jacket. And we have these events that are the best. But this always, when I was younger, this and the heavyweight champion of the world in boxing always felt like the biggest to me. So if you get one of these things, it is supposed to be something you're allowed to celebrate more than anything else. And we see guys celebrate first downs like they just won the 100-meter dash. So we see people celebrate and peacock for everything.
Okay.
My question is, where do you not want to see it? Like, I see every year, I was telling Owen before the show, you go down to the state basketball tournament, and whoever loses the state championship, their fans are just furious over the winning team celebrations every time. Win with class! Come on, show us some class, show us some sportsmanship. When it's like, well, you just won the state championship. This is what it was all about. Like, you celebrate when you win the state championship. Yes, there's going to be some rubbing it in. Yes, there could be some trash talking over towards the crowd. That's part of what you get when you win. Do you think there should be a cutoff? Do you think there is a point in time where it's too much celebration? Because
Under 18.
So you think the age matters?
I do. I don't know why, but I do. I think grown adults, taxpayers, like Noah Lyles pays taxes. Go ahead, celebrate. You're an adult. I'm watching on television. Why am I watching? I'm watching because I want to be entertained. That's part of it. You could say whatever you want to about Olympic, whatever. I want to be entertained. And if he wants to rub it in or he doesn't want to rub it in, that's part of the entertainment. If he were 17 years old or 16 years old and it was high school track, maybe it would be different.
But I want to ask, because
like, he's earned that right. He's one of the best in the world.
Well,
he's earned that right
to
act like a goof if he wants to act like a goof. Or if he just wants to shake his hand and go stand on the podium, he can do that. It don't matter to me.
I just all the time see people lecture about sportsmanship and win with class. Yet those are the people that if their political candidate wins, it's rub it in everybody's face every minute of the day. Whether
it's
social media or real life.
But those are professionals too. Those are professionals too.
But that's what I mean. Who is practicing good sportsmanship anywhere? When
children.
You win, okay, so what's the point? What's the point anyway if we don't care once you get to a certain age whether you actually have good sportsmanship? We have people that won't even concede certain elections.
Okay, put the safety back
what
on.
What I'm saying, what do we
put
care?
Put the safety back on.
What I mean, though, is what do we really care about good sportsmanship? Do we really care? If we don't practice it ourselves, why do we care?
I care about good sportsmanship with children. I do not care about good sportsmanship with grown adults who are being paid to do what they're doing. Now, he's not being paid technically to do what he's doing, but he has a bunch of sponsors.
You said before the show you regretted practicing good sportsmanship with your kids.
Yeah, I did. So my young team won the CVBA. It's a big baseball league. It's all of Northeast Ohio, and we won our age division. And the boys, you know, we're the visiting team, so we get the third out. We throw the gloves in the air, and the boys all go to run and tackle each other. And I'm like, hey, knock it off, sportsmanship, guys. Let's shake hands. And then as I'm watching it back, Game Changer has the video, and I'm like, man, I took away those kids' chance to, like, that might be the only one they ever win their whole lives. And me trying to be the bigger man cost them the chance to really have that feeling that.
So what does being the bigger man, what does it ever get you? Nobody ever remembers it. Nobody ever cares. I guess they say, well, Nick Chubb wins with class. Nick Chubb, he just hands the ball to the referee. What did it get him? The minute he gets injured, now he loses money.
That's not nice.
I'm just saying, what did it get Nick Chubb? Like, being a nice guy is not what gets you anywhere in this world, unfortunately.
But he's earned to be how he wants to be. Like, if you're a loudmouth jerk, be a loudmouth jerk. I'm a loudmouth. I hope I'm not a jerk. I get the right to celebrate the way I want.
Did our fans not love Baker Mayfield running up and down the field and celebrating?
Because that's who he is. That's who he is. If they would have... Go ahead, Owen.
No, I just want to point out real quick the times. So the times for this, the guy that got eighth, that got last from Jamaica, ran a 9.91. That's a better time than Carl Lewis ran in 1998. Man. 1988 to win the gold medal, which Ben Johnson actually ran a 9.79.
Well, but we don't talk about
go
that.
Go watch the 30 for 30 on that one if you want.
Mark says, unfortunately, sportsmanship has died. It's sad because you should be considerate of your opponent. I think that's all true up until they graduate high school.
Well, this isn't professionals.
Noah Lyles? I said that.
They've muddied the water on that.
Go take a look at his endorsement deals. Yeah, I know he's not getting paid technically to run that race, but he's getting paid to run that race.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.